In Israel, support for Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is slipping. His approval rating fell to 57% in weekend polls, a drop of more than 8%. Sharon says that if Israel's Knesset rejects his new austerity budget, he'll call early elections, currently scheduled for October of next year. Israeli analysts say Sharon may be trying to hold elections before his chief rival, former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, can gather more support. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In February of last year, Ariel Sharon swept into office, promising Israelis peace and security. He won the largest victory in Israel's electoral history with more than 62% of the vote. Until recently, his approval rating was even higher. But after almost 2 years of Israeli-Palestinian fighting and an economy deep in a recession, pollsters and analysts say Sharon is in trouble.
I think that he should be concerned that the erosion will reach a state that suddenly overnight his popularity could collapse.
Chemi Shalev, a political commentator for the Mariv newspaper, says that's exactly what happened to Sharon's two predecessors, Ehud Barak and Benjamin Netanyahu.
On a certain day, which nobody can foretell, actually, and because of a combination of factors, suddenly their support collapsed. And I think if things don't change, if there is no good economic news, if the terrorism continues, I think there is a chance that suddenly he, who was considered to be a shoo-in for the next elections, may suddenly find himself the underdog.
A year and a half after Sharon's landslide victory, his campaign promises ring hollow. Close to 600 Israelis, along with 1,500 Palestinians, have died in the conflict of the past 22 months, and there seems no end in sight. The weekend polls found that 55% of Israelis believe Sharon has no political plan for dealing with the crisis, and 60% believe he does not know how to stop Palestinian attacks. David Horovitz, the editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine, says the mood among Israelis is grim.
It's cumulatively incredibly debilitating. People are extraordinarily resilient. They try to live something like normal lives, but it becomes ever clearer that that's very difficult, that the circumstances are far from normal, and that really everywhere in the country is vulnerable.
Many Israelis want an even tougher crackdown on the Palestinians. That's what former Prime Minister Netanyahu offers, saying he would expel Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and deport families of suicide bombers, a policy the Sharon government has already adopted. More and more Israelis seem to be listening. Uri Dromi, a former director of the government press office, says Israeli public opinion is more hardline than ever before.
The right and the Likud, which is the biggest party right now, seems like the only alternative now. And within the Likud, Sharon still leads because he's prime minister, and prime minister always have some edge over others, but I think Netanyahu is really building his position as the contender, and I think he has a real chance of winning the Likud.
Commentators say the race between Sharon and Netanyahu is too close to call. At the same time, a new voice is emerging from the left. Amram Mitzna, the mayor of Haifa and a former Israeli commander in the West Bank, has announced his candidacy for leadership of the Labor Party and called for immediate negotiations with the Palestinians. Polls show Mitzna would trounce Labor Party leader Benjamin Ben-Eliezer in primaries for the party leadership. Until now, most Israeli analysts thought the only rivals in the next election would be Sharon and Netanyahu. But Israel's political scene is notoriously unpredictable, and analysts here say elections are often decided only at the last minute. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.